Okay, let's unpack this. If you spend any time at all in the marketing world, you know the feeling. You're a solo creator, maybe you're running a startup or even a big agency, and you know that. That soul-crushing reality of managing social media.
Oh, absolutely. The constant switching.
The frantic switching.
Yeah.
Five tabs open for scheduling, another for
Yeah.
DMs. You're logging into a sixth one just to check some obscure metric.
And then you realize you've missed a huge comment or a trend that just flew by.
Exactly. Because your focus is just spread way too thin.
And that time drain, it isn't just an inconvenience, it's a strategic failure point. We get so caught up in the tasks that we completely forget about the strategy.
So that's what we're diving into today. These tools that are designed to stop that juggling.
We're talking about social media management tools or SMMTs. Fundamentally, they're digital platforms, central hubs that let you manage all your accounts, Facebook, Insta, LinkedIn, you name it all, from one single place.
So our mission today is to give you a shortcut. We've synthesized all the features, the pros, the cons, the ideal user for nine of the biggest tools out there.
The goal is simple. Stop switching tabs and start making smarter decisions based on, actual synthesized data.
And just for context, the insights for this deep dive were provided by Scopic. That's Scopic. So let's start with the big question. Why has this idea of centralization gone from a nice to have to, well, an absolute necessity?
It's because the complexity has just exploded. I mean, 5 years ago, just scheduling a post was, enough.
Right, that was the whole game.
Today, you need to be handling real-time customer service, tracking advanced analytics, managing approval workflows across teams that might be fully remote.
So it's about moving from being reactive to proactive.
Precisely. You shift your team from just fighting fires all day to actually executing a strategy.
That makes a lot of sense. So if we break it down, the goals are really about what? Efficiency, automation, and intelligence.
Exactly. Streamlining collaboration, automating all those repetitive tasks, and crucially, getting valuable insights from one place so you have a whole picture of how your campaigns are doing.
Okay, let's talk about the actual functions.
Yeah.
If you're out there shopping for one of these tools, what's the absolute baseline you should expect? The non-negotiables.
The essentials have to be rock solid. Number one, reliable scheduling and auto publishing. You set it, you forget it, and you have to trust it's going to work.
And number two.
A unified social inbox. This is huge for the customer experience. It pulls all your comments, DMs, mentions from every single platform into one feed.
Okay, hold on. Let's pause on that unified inbox.
Yeah.
Why is that one feature so critical?
Because a missed message isn't just a missed engagement anymore. It could be a lost lead, or even worse, a PR headache if a customer complaint just sits there unanswered for hours.
Right.
So by unifying that inbox, you slash your response time, and that directly impacts customer satisfaction, your brand reputation.
Yeah.
It turns customer service from a chore into a risk management tool.
That's a really powerful way to put it. So we've got reliable scheduling, the unified inbox. What else is in that essential package?
Comprehensive analytics, so you're not pulling data from five different places. And content curation tools, things that help you find relevant trending stuff to share. That's the baseline.
Got it. So the basics keep you consistent.
Yeah.
But what about the advanced stuff? What are the features that are really setting the top-tier platforms apart?
It's really all about intelligent automation now. We're seeing deep, deep integration of AI-assisted content creation.
And not just writing a quick caption, right?
No, not at all. It's about dynamically suggesting ways to optimize a post based on predictive data. And we're also seeing, automated AI responses for quicker customer service.
I'm really fascinated by the team collaboration features, especially for agencies. You mentioned these complex approval workflows.
Yeah, if you're managing a big team or, high-stakes clients, you need that control. These workflows let a writer draft a post, it goes to an editor, then it can go to the client for final sign-off, all inside the tool.
It prevents those rogue posts.
Absolutely. It ensures that brand consistency, which frankly is non-negotiable for any big company with strict guidelines.
So if we boil it all down, what's the single biggest payoff for putting all this in one place?
It's the ability to quantify your returns. I mean, sure, it makes you more efficient, it reduces manual work, but strategically, seeing all your performance data in one clean dashboard, that lets you assess your ROI, your return on investment, from a single spot.
You know exactly which channels are actually working.
And you can adapt your campaigns instantly. It's that unified view that really builds trust and lets you be timely.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so now let's shift the focus. How do you, the listener, actually choose? Because putting a solo creator on an enterprise tool,
Oh, it's a disaster.
right, or trying to run a huge agency on a budget tool, it's just a recipe for failure. It's all about finding that right fit.
Exactly. It requires a really honest self-assessment. You have to look at your team size, your marketing goals. Are you going for engagement or just raw reach?
And which platforms actually make you money?
Right. And of course, the budget. This raises an important question. What are the critical criteria we should be using to evaluate all these
Let's
options?
nail those down. What are the key evaluation points?
You have to look beyond just the price. First, supported networks. You know, if you're a visual brand, does the tool actually handle Instagram and Pinterest well, or is it just an afterthought?
Ease of use is a big one for me.
Huge. A tool packed with features that no one on your team actually wants to use is, well, it's useless. Then there's the depth of the analytics, the collaboration options we talked about, and integration with your other marketing software, your CRM, your email platform.
And I think the actionable advice here, especially about testing, is so important.
Oh, absolutely. The advice is twofold. First, always think about future scalability. You need a runway for growth. If you have to migrate everything in 6 months because the next tier up is too expensive, that's just a nightmare.
And the second piece of advice.
Use the free trials and use them hard. Don't just look at the feature list. Try to mimic your busiest day, schedule a bulk upload, process a dozen DMs, see if the interface actually feels right for your team's rhythm.
Fantastic. Okay, with that framework in mind, let's jump into the side-by-side comparison. We've organized these nine tools into three buckets based on who they're for. First up, the heavy hitters.
Right, these are the tools focused on agencies, enterprises, and really complex high-security workflows.
And leading the pack, you have to talk about Hootsuite.
Inevitably, yes, it's the legacy platform. It's the gold standard for so many large organizations that need those robust, secure collaboration features.
And the feature set is hard to argue with. It's an all-in-one approach, supports tons of networks, has really deep analytics, and they have their own AI tool now, Ally GPT.
They do, but here's the thing. The trade-off for all that power and security is the price and the user experience.
It can be really expensive.
Prohibitively so for small businesses. You're often looking at a starting price around $99 per user per month.
Wait, so if the sources say Hootsuite has a dated interface and a steep learning curve, how are they still the leader for big companies? Is it really just about security?
For massive organizations, yes, absolutely. Things like compliance, security, guaranteed uptime. That's often way more important than a slick interface. That $99 a user is paying for enterprise-grade reliability that smaller tools just can't always guarantee.
So if you don't need all that, you're just paying for overkill.
You're paying for overkill, not efficiency. Exactly.
Understood. Paying for peace of mind. Okay, next up is Sendable. This one seems tailored for agencies managing lots of clients.
Sendable is basically trying to capture the market that Hootsuite priced out. It really stands out for its affordability for agencies. Starts around $29 a month while still giving you a pretty rich feature set.
Things like Canva integration and Google Business Profile posting.
Yeah, things that are really essential for agencies working with local businesses. The main drawback, though, is that some users find the interface can feel a bit cluttered when you're juggling a lot of different brands.
Okay, and rounding out this agency bucket is Heyorka, which sounds like it's hyper-focused on one specific agency pain point.
It is. Heyorka's unique thing, and this is really a standout feature, is their content mockups for client review.
So clients can see exactly what a post will look like before it goes live.
Pixel perfect. Captions, tags, visuals, everything. It just streamlines that approval process, which can save so much time and back and forth.
Sounds like a dream for agencies, but I'm guessing there are limits.
There are. It's so optimized for agency workflows that it's much less flexible for, say, an individual creator. And a little frustratingly, there's no free plan, and the pricing isn't transparent. You usually have to get on a call with them.
Okay, let's shift gears. Now to the tools that are less about massive client lists and more about engagement, visuals, and a more holistic marketing strategy.
What's fascinating here is how these next few tools are built to solve very specific niche needs, especially around visuals and deep content planning.
Like Later, for example.
Later is the absolute go-to for visual brands. Anyone heavily focused on Instagram and Pinterest, their whole world is visual-first scheduling.
And their pros reflect that, a very visual calendar. their Lincoln.bio solution. Can you just quickly explain what that Lincoln.bio tool is?
Sure. So on Instagram, you only get one clickable link, right, in your bio. A Lincoln.bio tool turns that one link into a clickable, shoppable version of your Instagram grid. A user sees a post, clicks the link in your bio, and can tap the same picture to go directly to the product or blog post.
It makes your content actionable.
Instantly. It's essential for driving traffic from Instagram.
So what are the cons with Later?
Well, it's not as generous as it used to be. They retired the free plan for a 14-day trial, and a lot of the advanced features are behind higher-priced plans. Plus, its functionality for platforms like X or LinkedIn, it can be a bit limited.
Good to know. Next is AgoraPulse, which seems to focus on balancing community management with publishing.
AgoraPulse's greatest strength, and everyone seems to agree on this, is its social inbox. It's just seamless. Other tools have an inbox, but AgoraPulse makes that experience incredibly fast and clean.
And the challenge with them seems to be just getting started.
Exactly. No free plan or trial, and the pricing isn't public. You have to talk to sales, which can be a barrier for smaller teams that just want to sign up and go.
And the last one in this group is CoSchedule, which is for teams who need to unify their entire content strategy, not just social.
Right. CoSchedule gives you this huge, all-encompassing marketing calendar. It's designed to break down silos between your blog team, your email team, and your social team, so everyone's working from the same cohesive plan.
So the con is that it might just be too much if all you need is social scheduling.
Yes, you'd be paying for a lot of infrastructure you might not use. And again, no free plan or trial, which tells you it's really aimed at established marketing teams.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Affordability, ease of use, and automation. This is the sweet spot for small businesses, startups, and creators who need power but don't have that enterprise budget.
And you have to start this conversation with Buffer. Buffer is the champion of the clean, clutter-free interface. They've built their whole reputation on simplicity.
And it's well-earned. The interface is so intuitive. They have a generous free plan to get started. They've added an AI assistant. They're just a very well-regarded company.
But that simplicity comes with a trade-off. Buffer's main limitation is data depth. It lacks really advanced analytics and, this is key, it has no social listening or direct monitoring tools.
So you pick Buffer for speed, but you might need another tool for deep monitoring.
Exactly. And while it's affordable to start, it can get pricey if you scale up with a lot of channels and team members.
Then we have Social Pilot, marketed as a cost-effective solution for small to medium-sized businesses.
Social Pilot's core strength is time-saving bulk scheduling. If your team queues up tons of content at once, like a month's worth for 6 channels, this is where Social Pilot shines. You can upload a big file and just schedule everything in minutes.
That sounds like a massive efficiency gain.
It's a huge time saver. The drawbacks are pretty standard for this price point, though. No permanent free plan, and the analytics, while good, are just not as robust as what you'd get from a Hootsuite.
And finally, we have SocialBee, which is all about automation.
SocialBee is the automation engine. It packs a real punch with an AI copilot, a post generator, seamless Canva integration. It's really built to keep your content pipeline full with as little manual effort as possible.
And the main pain point there.
Like Social Pilot, it's a trial, not a free plan. And some users have noted that its mobile and desktop app options are a bit limited. It's primarily a really powerful web app, so if you do a lot of work from your phone, that might be a constraint.
Wow, that was an incredible amount of information. 9 tools, 3 different user profiles. It really seems the best choice hinges on whether you value security, visual design, or just speed and affordability.
It does, but the final takeaway is the same for everyone. The best SMMTs centralize what you do, they keep your brand voice consistent, and they give you deep insights. They don't just save you time, they change how you think about your strategy.
They turn the social media manager from a publisher into a strategist.
And looking ahead, we can expect way more AI and automation. We're going to move past just optimizing post timing to something far more predictive. These tools will start telling you what to post before a trend even hits its peak.
That's a fascinating future to think about. If these platforms move toward predictive analytics, telling us what will perform best before we even make it, what does that mean for the human element of creativity? Will we eventually need tools to manage how we use the AI, not just to schedule what the AI creates? Something for you to mull over. This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Skopic.